Yeah, well, I'm kind of a shortwave nut. I got a lot of nice shortwave radios here, a lot of nice ones. Top of the line portables, man. I could probably live the rest of my life out if I sold them. But the bummer is, you know, back in the 90s and early 2000s, there was all kinds of broadcasts on the shortwave bands, all kinds, from Cuba, and Cuba's still on the air, and China, and I used to listen to all of them. They'd like China, Radio China and National would broadcast in English for 2 hours, and I would listen to them. I loved it, man. I loved tuning through the bands and listening to the different countries and stuff. Now there's nothing. There's Cuba's still on the air, but all the other ones, Voice of America, you know, Deutsche Welle, which is Germany, all of them, man, they're not on the air no more. They all went over to the Internet. It's a lot cheaper to broadcast on the Internet because, you know, you got a half a million watt transmitter. You know, you got to deal with the tubes and you got to deal with any breakdowns and, you know, electric bill and everything. That stuff's expensive. It's expensive to run a shortwave station. So now they're all on the Internet. I don't bother listening to them on the Internet. It's no fun.